It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Jace Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go, it is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done! Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Daytona Tortugas, the single-A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you on a gorgeous Saturday evening here in Daytona Beach, right along the banks of the Halifax River. Marauders clawed back into the win column last night with a 4-1 win over the Tortugas. It ended a three-game losing streak for the team and also gave the Marauders a chance to try and salvage a series split here in Daytona and look to avoid their first series loss of the 2022 season. Last night, the pitching on point. Justin Mice, five scoreless innings, allowed only two hits, struck out a career-high 10 batters, didn't walk anybody, and then gave way to the bullpen, who picked off right where he left off. Right-hander Wilkin Ramos, two innings, one unearned run, a pair of strikeouts. Christian Charlie, one scoreless inning, a pair of strikeouts. Carlos Lomeli, a scoreless ninth inning, two strikeouts. Lomeli earned his first career save. So the Marauders coming in tonight, 8-5 their record. They are just one game back of first place in the West Division, and they'll look to continue to push forth even further and trying to get to that first place spot in the standings as they take on the Tortugas here in game five of the six-game series tonight. We talked about Justin Mice and his dominance on the mound last night. I had the chance to talk to Justin Mice earlier this afternoon. He is tonight's pregame guest. That's coming up next here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lee Cobb Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with last night's starter, the master on the mound, Justin Mice. So, Justin, we'll cut right to the chase here. You dominated last night. 10 strikeouts, five scoreless innings. First of all, have you ever struck out that many in a game before at any level?
You know what? I don't know. Off the top of my head, I might say no. That might be a career high. But I wasn't going up there trying to strike everybody out, you know. But it just kind of fell that way, and I'm glad I was able to go five scoreless and help the team out that way.
With the pitch clock a new wrinkle into the game lately, how did you take to that, A, and then B, do you feel that affected your approach and your pace at all on the mound last night?
Honestly, I don't think it has affected me. I've been told I'm one to work fast just in general. And to be honest, I mean, you can see the clock's like kind of behind home plate, but, you know, when you're kind of locked in and, you know, focus on the hitter, you don't really pay attention to that. So for me, I don't think it's really affected me just because I've been one to kind of work quick just in general. But I think it's good. You can kind of tell the game's kind of speeding up a little bit. So I think in that regard of the game, it's helping the game a little bit.
Now you're returning to sort of a familiar role in starting now to begin the season after being a reliever last summer when you joined the club. What's the transition been like for you back into that starting role?
It really hasn't been that difficult for me. Like you said, that's kind of what I'm used to. I started in high school and in college, and then when I was playing summer ball, I was a starter. So it was actually a little bit different for me last year at the end of the year coming out of the bullpen. But bouncing back to being a starter this year is what I'm kind of used to. So I'm happy I got that opportunity, and you know, I know my routine. I've been starting for years now, so like I said, it wasn't really tricky for me to kind of fall back into that starting routine, throwing every week.
Digging back into your formative years a little bit, your parents were both athletes. Your dad played basketball, your mom played softball and volleyball. Did growing up in an athletic family have an influence on you in your early years and kind of encourage you to become an athlete early on?
For sure, yeah. Like you said, my parents are both athletes, and I have a younger brother who plays basketball in college too. So growing up with him, he's only 2 years younger than me, so we would, you know, have our battles in the driveway and playing wiffle ball in the backyard. But definitely, I mean, just being around the competition, my family is really competitive with whether it's golf or, you know, shooting basketball in the driveway, just stuff like that. I'm always around competition, so I think it definitely has helped.
Who has the better jump shot, you or your brother?
My brother. Yeah. One-on-one, he'll probably get me, but I'll give him a close game. But better jumper, I got to give it to him.
Fair. Yeah. Talking tonight with last night's starter, Justin Mice. Justin, in high school, your pitching coach was Chris Tecolvi, the son of the great Kent Tecolvi. What was it like working with him, and what have you taken from him that you learned during your high school years into your pro career?
Yeah, I mean, it was really cool. Kent would even be around, too, a couple times, so I was able to talk to him. Chris actually texted me last night after the game, so he still follows along with what I'm doing, so that's, like, really cool. But just being around him, and, like, he was around the game for so many years with his dad, just kind of, like, picking up little things that he would mention, like, oh, this big leaguer does this guy does this. Stuff like that, I think, always helps when you can learn from those type of people.
And now moving forward into your next few starts and on through the rest of the season, do you have any particular focus points or areas of your game you want to either improve upon or just continue to stay consistent with?
Yeah, for me, I don't really, you know, go into a game with, oh, I got to, you know, strike out this many people or go this many innings. I just try to build off every start, obviously learn from, you know, the good and even take something away from the bad, like, you know, what didn't go well. But for me, it's just trying to give the team the best chance to win, whether that's going six innings or, you know, maybe have to come in a big situation or get one guy out. Just helping the team win and taking building off of every game is kind of where I'm at right now with my mindset.
Awesome. Thank you for your time today, Justin.
Thank you.
That was Marauders starter Justin Mice, the dominant man on the mound last night. We'll be back next with starting lineups. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders pregame show continues here in Daytona Beach. Let's meet tonight's starting lineups, beginning with the visiting Marauders, who come in with a record of 8-5. Shortstop Mike Jarvis leads off, with first baseman Jacob Gonzalez batting second. Center fielder Jace Bowen is batting third. Third baseman Alexander Mojica is the cleanup man this evening, with second baseman Brendan Dixon batting fifth. Right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco bats sixth. The DH tonight is Jacob Goldfarb. He bats seventh for Bradenton. Catcher Wyatt Hendry hits eighth. And left fielder Luke Brown, a couple of hits for Browning last night and a couple of runs batted in. Brown hitting ninth and rounding out the nine for the Marauders, who send Taiwanese right-hander Po Yu Chen out to the mound. Right-hander Chen is a 20-year-old in his second season with Bradenton, his first full-length season here in the Pirates organization. He comes in with a 3.68 ERA, spanning his first two starts. Three runs allowed over seven and a third innings. He has walked five while striking out seven over those two appearances. For the homestanding Tortugas here in Game 5 of the series, here's how they'll line up under manager Gookie Dawkins. Center fielder Jay Allen leads off with shortstop Gus Steiger batting second. Third baseman Michelle Triana bats third, with first baseman Ruben Ibarra once again anchoring down that cleanup spot. Left fielder Yerlin Confidan will bat fifth. Designated hitter Jamal O'Gwin, making his pro debut tonight, will bat sixth. He is a product of USC. Right fielder Danny Lantigua bats seventh. Second baseman Rainey Reyes hits eighth. And batting ninth will be the catcher Andrew Salcedo. He'll be working with right-hander Hunter Parks. Native of the state of South Carolina, Hunter Parks is making his third appearance of the season tonight. A total of five innings over his first two outings this season. Two earned runs allowed on eight hits. He has walked only one while striking out six over those five total innings. So there are your starting lineups as we look out over a beautiful evening here on this Saturday in Daytona Beach. Clouds have moved in and blocked out the sun at the moment, but still a partly cloudy evening and should be a relatively friendly night for baseball here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. That's a wrap here on the pregame show. We'll step aside, and when we come back, first pitch is coming your way. Don't miss it. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Just about ready to play ball here in Daytona Beach at historic Jackie Robinson Ballpark on the banks of the Halifax River. A beautiful Saturday night for baseball. Hi again, everybody. Spencer Smith back here with you for game number 5 of the 6-game series between the Marauders and the Daytona Tortugas. We look at right-hander Hunter Parks taking his warm-up tosses on the hill for the Tortugas. He stands 6'2", 194 pounds. Right-hander comes from York, South Carolina, born in the state of North Carolina, in the city of Gastonia. He is a 20-year-old, but will be celebrating his 21st birthday in just 5 days. The right-hander most likely making his final start as a 20-year-old. Look at his numbers, a 3.60 ERA over his first two appearances. That's 2 runs allowed over 5 innings of work, 8 hits allowed, but also walking only 1 batter while striking out 6. And he gets ready to face a Marauders lineup led by Mike Jarvis, Jacob Gonzalez, and Jace Bowen. Those are the 3 men at the top of the order tonight for Bradenton. Tortugas in the home whites paired with a solid dark green hats. The Marauders in the road grays once more with the solid black hats. Mike Jarvis heads to the batter's box. He's the leadoff hitter tonight for Bradenton. A lot of leadoff work in his collegiate career in his final 2 seasons at San Diego State. Jarvis wearing the black number 7 outlined in gold on the back of the gray jersey. Gets himself situated into the right-handed batter's box. Here's Hunter Parks with the windup in the game's first pitch. It is taken for strike one on the outside corner. We're underway right on time, 7.05 p.m. 76 degrees, partly cloudy, a little on the muggy side. Overall, not a bad night for baseball. The 0-1 pitch, check swing foul over to the right. And a count 0-2 on Mike Jarvis. Jarvis in 10 games as a Marauder, getting 250, 2 runs batted in, still looking for that first homer. Now into that deep, crouching stance with 2 strikes, the 0-2 pitch, a swing and a liner to the right side. Played on 1 hop by the second baseman, Reyes. He ranges far to his left, makes the throw on to first base, 1 away. Let's meet the Tortugas' defense. In the outfield left to right, it's Yerlin Confidan, Jay Allen, and a right fielder, Danny Lantigua. Around the horn on the infield, Michelle Triana at third base, Gus Steiger the shortstop. Rainey Reyes, the second baseman. Ruben Ibarra, the first baseman. And the catcher, Andrew Salcedo. Here's Jacob Gonzalez, an 11-game on-base streak. Saw a 10-game hit streak come to an end last night. First pitch taken for a strike. Well, many of you who have been listening regularly to begin the season will, of course, notice the change in pace of play the past week or so. Next pitch is swung on, lifted deep to left field. Yerlin Confidan back on the warning track, looks up, and this ball is gone! Jacob Gonzalez sneaks it over the left field wall just to the right of the manual scoreboard, and the Marauders take a 1-0 lead. Home run number 4 on the season for Jacob Gonzalez. That leads the club, and Bradenton has the early advantage tonight in Daytona Beach. Gonzalez really hustling around the bases after just knocking that one over the wall. The left fielder Confidan almost didn't realize how quickly he ran out of room. Here's Jace Bowen taking up and away for ball 1. Jace departing last night's game a little bit early after banging into the wall, making a great sliding catch. He goes after the next pitch and misses on a slider for strike 1. Jace thankfully okay. Removed due to precautionary measures last night. Back in the lineup this evening. 1-1 pitch to him. Taken low for ball 2. Marauders have an early 1-0 lead here in Daytona Beach thanks to a Jacob Gonzalez solo homer to left field. Here's Parks with the 2-1. Check swing by Bowen. He couldn't hold up on the slider low. Check down is actually the fastball or strike 2. Here's Parks with a 2-2 pitch. Bowen takes in the dirt. Blocked by Salcedo, and the count runs full on the Marauders' number 3 hitter. Righty on righty, here's the payoff pitch to Bowen. He swings and lifts it a mile high in the air down the left field line. Confidon giving chase. This ball is foul. Had just about home run distance on it down the line, but pulled about 30 or 40 feet foul. Bowen and Gonzalez almost going back-to-back here in the first inning. A little breeze pushing in from right field. And again tonight, for the most part, that breeze is more across the field, right to left, than it is directly in from right. 3-2 pitch again. Bowen stares down strike three, and he knew it. Good recovery by Hunter Parks, bouncing back from the home run ball. And it's two-way for Bradenton here in the first inning. There's Alexander Mojica, the man manning the cleanup spot in the order for the Marauders tonight. Mojica knocking the clay from his cleats as he digs in. Here's Parks with the windup and the pitch. Mojica swings and misses. Fastball slider changeup for Hunter Parks. Eighth round draft pick by the Reds last year out of Florence Darlington Tech in Florence, South Carolina. Next pitch, a fastball in the zone for a strike. And heater sitting 94-95 to begin the game for Hunter Parks. Quickly his 0-2. Mojica just takes it high for ball one. Almost coaxed it into the upper reaches of the strike zone. Parks deals the 1-2. Mojica lays off a low and outside slider. Alexander Mojica hitless in his last two games. 0-for-7 with 5 strikeouts during that span. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on the breaking ball. Strike three. Marauders strike early, though, on the Jacob Gonzalez solo blast here in the first inning. It's 1-0 here in Daytona Beach as Po Yu Chin heads to the mound. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecom Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Year-old from Taiwan, right-hander Po Yu Chin is ready to make his third outing of the 2022 season for the Marauders tonight in Daytona Beach. Go to the bottom of the first inning, a 1-0 Bradenton lead thanks to a Jacob Gonzalez solo homer to left field. And now Po Yu Chin goes to work against Jay Allen II, leadoff man for the Tortugas. First pitch is a fastball for a strike on the outside corner. Spencer Smith here with you tonight from Jackie Robinson Ballpark. We thank you for making us a part of your Saturday night. Chen kicks and deals the 0-1. Allen bails away from a breaking ball high and inside. Jay Allen rated by Baseball America as Cincinnati's number 7 prospect. Crouching stance from the right side, he gets the 1-1. He swings and dribbles it foul toward the third base dugout where his teammates sit. Po Yu Chin, over his first two starts this season, 5 walks, 7 strikeouts, over 7 and a third innings, giving up 3 runs on 4 hits. He's set away from his chest. The 1-2 toss. There's a swing and a bouncer foul. Again, third base side. Ouyu Chen signing with the Pirates as an international free agent on October the 7th, 2020. Here's his 1-2. Swing and a miss, and down goes Allen. Strike three. Solid start for Ouyu Chen. Let's meet the Marauders' defense behind him. In the outfield from left to right, it's Luke Brown, Jace Bowen, Rodolfo Nolasco. Around the horn on the infield, we have Alexander Mojica at third base. Mike Jarvis, the shortstop. Brendan Dixon, the second baseman. Jacob Gonzalez at first base. And Wyatt Hendry catching. One out, nobody on. Here is Gus Steiger. The right-handed batter shows bunt, pulls back, and takes the pitch that sails over his head. Ball one. Marauders last night, a 4-1 win over these Tortugas, snapping a three-game losing streak. That ended a four-game win streak simultaneously for Daytona. Chen sets, kicks his leg, and fires the 1-0. Steiger swings, hits a hard ground ball up the middle. Brendan Dixon shuffles to his right, grabs it cleanly, and fires a bullet to first in time for the second out. Great job by Dixon, reading that hard hit ground ball off the bat. Ouyu Chen will face Michelle Triana next. Triana still struggling to a slow start here. 186 average over his first 11 games. Pitch to the lefty batter, taken low and inside. Clouds still blocking the direct sunshine here in Daytona Beach. Plenty of blue sky visible overhead, though. 1-0 pitch, Triana lays off wide for ball two. Marauders 1, Tortugas nothing as we play in the bottom of the first. Bases empty, two outs. Chen goes exclusively from the stretch. Lifts his leg and delivers the 2-0. Triana thought about it. He takes it outside, ball three. Infield shading Triana slightly to the pole side. The 3-0. Triana taking. That's a called strike one, and Triana had tossed the bat aside, ready to take first base. So somewhat sheepishly, he goes to grab the bat quickly, gets back into the box, facing a 3-1 count. Chen delivers, and this pitch is taken just low for ball four. Borderline pitch, and Ouyu Chen not reacting too strongly, but you can see, clearly not happy with the no call. There's Ruben Ibarra. Michelle Triana on first base with two outs represents the tying run for Daytona here in the first. Pitch to Ibarra, taken low, ball one. Lots of puffy white clouds and light gray clouds out beyond left field tonight. A little closer to the horizon. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Ibarra takes near the inside corner, might have been a bit low. Clear blue skies as far as the eye can see. Out to right field. Stadium lights are on here at the Jack tonight. Here's a 2-0. Ibarra swings and chops it foul over toward his teammate Yerlin Confidan in the odd deck circle. Big slugger. Ibarra waits for the pitch. The 2-1 from Chen. Ibarra looks at a ball just low for ball three. And Ouyu Chen taking some elongated glances in the direction of plate umpire Chase Eubanks. Here's the set by the right-hander. 3-1 to Ibarra. Way outside for ball four. Back-to-back two-out walks issued by Ouyu Chen. And he'll have to bail himself out of trouble here in the first inning. Walks plagued Chen his last time out as well. It was a season-high four walks last week against Lakeland. Gave up one in the first inning. Worked around a pair of walks in the second. And after retiring five batters in a row, issued another walk in the fourth inning. He was lifted in the middle of that inning. First and second, two outs for Yerlin Confidan. First pitch, take in, low, ball one. Chen very consistently right about knee height. Not able to nibble. at that bottom portion of the zone thus far. Timeout called. Here's pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo for a mound visit. Well, we have a chance to look at the Pirates score tonight, and surely many of you have seen that unsightly Pirates score from Wrigley Field today. A football score of 21-0. Pirates take a drubbing at the hands of the Cubbies. Buccos with a rough day at Wrigley Field. Zach Thompson allowing 9 runs over 2 innings. The Cubs really brought their bats to the yard. Here in Daytona Beach, Pirates single-A club, the Marauders, taking on the Red single-A club, the Tortugas. We have men on first and second two-way. Here's the pitch to Confidon. He swings and skies it to left field. A long run for Luke Brown, but good closing speed as near the line he makes the grab, and the inning is over. A couple of walks left stranded by Daytona here in the first. We head to the second. Marauders 1, Tortugas nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's a 1-0 Marauders lead here in Daytona Beach as we make our way to the second inning of play. Those just joining us, 1-0 Bradenton, courtesy of a solo homer to left field by Jacob Gonzalez, his team-leading 4th home run of the year. As we look at the Bradenton order coming into this second inning, Brendan Dixon, Rodolfo Nolasco, Jacob Goldfarb are the 3 hitters due up. Warm and slightly muggy night here in Daytona. As we near sunset here in Daytona Beach, sunsets off in the general direction of the left field corner. Tortugas assume their places on the field as Brendan Dixon digs into the batter's box for the Marauders. Pitch number 1 to Brendan is a spinning breaking ball into the zone for strike 1. Dixon gets the windup from Parks. The 0-1 pitch. He swings in. Blasts this one deep to left field. Confidon back. Gets turned around. This one's off the base of the wall. Dixon wants 2. Confidon's throwing to second base. Is not in time. Brendan Dixon slides in safely with a double. Nice to see Brendan put a charge into one again as he almost takes that one out of the yard. But the Marauders have a runner into scoring position, immediately opening up the second inning. That brings up Rodolfo Nolasco. Big, strong, slugging Marauders right fielder. Still looking for that first home run of the season. Right-hander Hunter Parks, 20-year-old from York, South Carolina, sets on the hill. He deals to Nolasco, who takes up and away. One run, 2 hits for Bradenton. No runs, no hits for Daytona. Marauders starter Po-Yu Chen working around a pair of 2-out walks for a scoreless first inning. Dixon takes his conservative lead off second base. The 1-0 pitch, a check swing by Nolasco. He couldn't hold up on the breaking ball. Goes after it for strike 1. Long gold sleeve on that right arm of Nolasco. Matching with the Marauders black and gold color scheme. Parks deals the 1-1. Nolasco swings in, lifts this one to shallow left field. The shortstop Steiger races out. And appears to have a play on it. He makes the catch. Third base briefly left on man, but the Tortugas realize that. And so the catch made by Steiger. Brendan Dixon stays put at second. That brings up Jacob Goldfarb. Goldie back in the lineup for the Marauders after a few games out of the mix. Creighton getting a little extra left-handed power in the bottom third of the order tonight. Runner on second, one away. The pitch, Goldfarb is nailed in the ankle by that pitch. Appeared to be the ankle. Brendan Dixon was off and running as that pitch was destined for the dirt. And an eager and happy-footed Dixon, unfortunately, has to go back to second as it's a dead ball. So the Marauders have two men aboard now for Wyatt Hendry. Wyatt Hendry hitting 200 over his first seven games. Does have one run batted in. That came via his first home run of the season. First pitch to him. Slider breaks low, ball one. Hendry's made his hits count so far. Three of his four hits have gone for extra bases. Two doubles and the aforementioned solo homer. Parks checks Dixon on second several times, and now time called in the box. Marauders one, Tortugas nothing. Top two. Brendan Dixon on second base. Jacob Goldfarb on first with one away. Here's the pitch. Hendry takes outside. Dixon, the leading runner on second base, runs well. Outfield playing Wyatt Hendry straight away. Left fielder Confidant a little bit deep. Here's the pitch. And misses low and inside. And Parks goes to a 3-0 count on Wyatt Hendry. Hendry stands with feet relatively close together from the right side. Bat held horizontally over his shoulder. Pitch comes. He takes for strike one on the outer half. Brendan Dixon got a huge secondary lead on that pitch off second base. He goes back in diving. Righty on righty, count 3-1. Pitch to Hendry. There's a swing and a crack bat. Flare to shallow left field. Drops in for a base hit. Both runners had to make sure it wasn't caught. Throw from left field comes late into third base. Brendan Dixon, lead runner, stops right there. And the Marauders have loaded him up here in the second. Just a cracked bat blooper in a shallow left field. Able to get Wyatt Hendry a base knock. Brendan Dixon and Jacob Goldfarb wisely waiting before going any further on the base pass, making sure that ball dropped in. Parks will go from the windup with the bases full here. Luke Brown the hitter. Windup and the right-hander's toss. Brown swings and sends it foul straight back. Luke Brown, pair of runs batted in and a pair of runs scored in last night's 4-1 win. The 0-1, Brown takes high for ball one. If you're the Tortugas, this is probably one of your least favorite guys to face in this spot. Brown does bring that sneaky power, also brings terrific discipline from the left side. Brown calls time and looks like he's readjusting his shin guard on his right leg. He's resituated. Parks the windup and the 1-1. Brown takes in the dirt. A good block by Salcedo. Dixon goes scampering back to third base. 2-1 on the number 9 hitter in the Marauders lineup. Dixon on third. Goldfarb on second. Hendry on first base. The windup and the 2-1 offering. Brown takes this pitch low. Dropped by Salcedo. Who now calls time. And jogs out to the mound. Wonder if there may have been a miscommunication as far as the pitch calling signals. Marauders have a chance to take a hefty lead here in the early innings. They lead 1-0 on the Jacob Gonzalez solo blast in the first. Here in the second, they have loaded the bases with one out. Meeting over. Brown settled back in the box. Here's Parks with a 3-1 pitch. Brown takes for strike two down in the zone. Parks trying to battle back. Luke Brown trying to knock something into the outfield and produce at least one run. 3-2 pitch is swung on and lifted down the left field line, drifting out of play. Turning into a lengthy inning for Hunter Parks. Sitting at 34 pitches right now. The windup, 3-2 again. Brown takes inside for ball four, and that forces home a run. There's that great discipline again from Luke Brown. He gets RBI number 7 on the campaign. And it brings us back to the top of the Marauders order with Mike Jarvis. Before he digs in, pitching coach Todd Naskadov walks out to the mound for the Tortugas. Well, it's possible they hear the dogs barking in the background here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, and it's Bark in the Park night here at the Jack. Seeing lots of dogs of all different shapes and sizes and colors tonight throughout the seating bowl. From up here, our vantage point from the broadcast booth here at the Jack, it's right on top of the overhang covering the seats behind home plate. So for the most part, only seats you can see here at the Jack from the broadcast booth are the uncovered bleacher seats on the third base side. Good handful of dogs in those uncovered bleacher seats. Among those in attendance, legendary Twitter-famous baseball poodle has made his way to the Jack tonight. Here's Mike Jarvis, bases full. Pitch to him is a slider that misses low. Parks forcing home a run with a bases-loaded walk to Luke Brown. Right-hander trying to regain command. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Jarvis takes that pitch low for ball two. Bradenton 2, Daytona nothing. Mike Jarvis briefly stepping out of the box. Now he digs back in. Here's the windup. Parks with a 2-0 pitch. And Jarvis takes low and outside for ball three. We'll be shocked if Jarvis comes anywhere near this next pitch with his bat. Jarvis steps out of the box, takes a deep breath, settles back in. With the bases full, the 3-0 pitch from Parks is low and outside for ball four. Another run forced home. It's now the Marauders 3 and the Tortugas nothing. And if you're a Tortugas fan right now, not what you like to see. A couple of men scrambling to get loose and moving in the bullpen. Right-hander Alex Johnson looks like the first man who will start tossing. Here's Jacob Gonzalez, whose solo homer back in the first inning put Bradenton on the board in the first place. 3-0 your score. Here's the pitch to Gonzo. He takes low and outside, ball one. Pair of bases loaded walks drawn by the Marauders here in the second inning. It's a 3-0 ball game. The 1-0 toss. Gonzalez swings and misses. Oh, he liked the looks of that slider. Couldn't connect with it. Gonzalez back into the right-handed batter's box. Now the windup and the Parks 1-1 pitch. There's a swing and a bouncer up the middle. Shortstop Steiger gloves it, flips the second for one. Throw it to first in time, a 6-4-3 double play. And so the Tortuga is able to escape further trouble, but the Marauders do add on. They get a pair on a two bases-loaded walks, and they lead 3-0 here in Daytona Beach. We go to the bottom of the second inning next. Here at the Jack, this is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Tortuga's designated hitter, Jamal O'Gwin, leads off the bottom of the second inning for Daytona. Right-hander Po Yu Chen back for his second inning of work for Bradenton. He deals, and O'Gwin looks at a fastball strike. Jamal O'Gwin just added to the roster yesterday, making his professional debut tonight for the Tortugas. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one spins over the outside corner for a called strike, too. O'Gwin, product of USC, fight on. There's the number 14 in dark green numerals on the back of the white jersey. Right-handed batter gets the 0-2, swings and fouls it back, staying alive. O'Gwin, native of Fresno, California, signed last July with the Reds as an undrafted free agent. Here's the 0-2 pitch. O'Gwin swings and misses strike three. Po Yu Chen earns a strikeout to open up the second inning. That's his second of the game. So Jamal O'Gwin retired on strikes. That brings up Danny Lantigua. Marauders 3, Tortugas nothing as we play in the bottom of the second. One run for Bradenton in the first, two more added on in the second. Chen deals to Lantigua, who swings and fouls it back. Marauders trying to get a new winning streak going tonight. They won 4-1 last night, snapping a three-game losing streak, giving themselves a chance of getting a series split here this weekend. Here's a swing and a ground ball to first. Past the diving Gonzalez into right field for a hit. Nolasco returns the ball towards second base as hard hit ground ball just evades the backhanded diving reach of Jacob Gonzalez. Tortugas trying to bite right back here in the bottom of the second. Here's Rainey Reyes, right-handed batting second baseman, native of the Dominican Republic. Pitch by Chen. Reyes check swings one foul off to the right, just above the Marauders' dugout. Reyes, one of the older position players on this Tortugas roster. He's 23. Turned 23 just last month, March the 20th. Small leadoff first base by Lantigua. Gonzalez holds him on. Here's the 0-1. Reyes swings and skies into center field. Chase Bowen charging in, now slowing his pace, makes the two-handed catch as he comes inward. And that's the second out here in the second inning. A little more cloud cover joining us here. Kind of a light orangey-colored cloud right over the center of the ballpark at the moment. Nothing looks too threatening as the Marauders' infield shifts over to the right against the left-handed batting Andrew Salcedo. The pitch, Salcedo swings big and misses. Salcedo in his first four games this season, 1-for-10 at the plate with two runs batted in. Bradenton 3, Daytona nothing. Here in the second inning, Chen delivers, Salcedo lays off a high fastball. Danny Lantigua on first base for the Tortugas. Grounded a hard single into right field. Pickoff move to first base by Chen. Almost got away from Gonzalez. Lantigua back in, standing up. Gonzalez having to reach far to his glove side. Andrew Salcedo in the box, 19-year-old from Colombia. He gets the pitch, swings and foul, tips it into Hendry's mitt. Count 1-2. Salcedo, one of four 19-year-olds on this Tortugas roster. Three of the four position players. Next pitch is swung on and missed for strike three, and Po Yu Chen, a little extra pizzazz, finishing off a scoreless second inning. He's got three strikeouts through a pair of frames. We go to the third inning here in Daytona Beach. Marauders lead it 3-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
La Copa de la Diversión regresa al Estadio Lincoln.
Venga el 6 de mayo, celebre cuando nuestros Bradenton Marauders entran al campo como los Barbanegras de Bradenton.
Los fanáticos pueden adquirir sus boletos y paquete, que incluye una gorra de Roberto Clemente de edición limitada.
Disfrute a Renecito en vivo antes del juego y no se pierda a Luis Clemente, quien estará con nosotros firmando autógrafos.
Compre sus boletos ahora mismo en BradentonMarauders.com.
As a reminder, the Marauders open up their next homestand this coming Tuesday at Lecom Park in Bradenton. Tuesday, April the 26th, Marauders open a six-game series against the Dunedin Blue Jays, single-A affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. All kinds of promos and special events coming up for you. Education Day coming up this next Wednesday, 12 p.m. game time, combining classroom curriculum with the game of baseball in an exciting way. Also got Thirsty Thursday coming up this Thursday. Thirsty Thursday presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Thirsty Thursday coming up on this next week's homestand at Lecom Park. Tickets available online at BradentonMarauders.com. Jace Bowen leads off the third for Bradenton, cracks his bat, hits a fly ball to shallow center, and running in to make the catch. Tortugas center fielder Jay Allen, one pitch and one away for the Marauders here in the third. Alexander Mojica next up. First pitch by Parks, a late swing and a miss. Alexander Mojica looking a little unsure, timing thrown off on that breaking ball. Quickly, Parks with the 0-1. That one outside, ball one. Marauders leading 3-0. Solo homer by Jacob Gonzalez in the first, and a pair of bases loaded walks in the second. 1-1 toss, swung on, popped up behind home plate. As pushes out of play. Parks working quickly, his 1-2. That's taken just low for ball two. Sharp eye by Mojica. Catcher Salcedo tried to frame it. Now the 2-2 toss. Mojica check swings one. A little flare into right field. This drops in for a base hit. How about the raw strength from Alexander Mojica? Just a little check swing, excuse me, swing on that pitch up in the zone. And he's able to lace it to the outfield for a hit. So that ends a brief two-game hitless skid for Mojica. And here's Brendan Dixon, who almost left the yard with his first swing of the night back in the first inning. Back in the second inning, rather. Pitch to Dixon. He takes a breaking ball under the hands. Ball one. Dixon slashing one all the way to the wall in left field. Bounced off the base of the wall. Slid in safely with a double. The 1-0. Dixon looks at a breaking ball that this time catches the inside corner. Mojica leads off first with one out. Parks delivers the next pitch. Dixon swings and sends it foul right back into the screen. Brennan Dixon working on a little three-game on-base streak. He has hit safely each of his last two games. Actually make it three games now that he has the second inning double tonight. Park sets. And the 1-2 pitch. Dixon swings and slaps this one foul, staying alive. Out in the Halifax River beyond right field. Looks like a little tugboat type of watercraft making its way from left to right. Let's see that through the palm trees that line the river off in the distance. The 1-2 pitch again. Dixon takes outside and ball dropped by Salcedo. No advance from Mojica. Marauders with a 3-0 lead. Runner on first with one out. 2-2 pitch to Dixon from Parks. This one swung on line to right center. That's in for a base hit. Right fielder Lantigua over to cut it off, and he quickly gets it in towards second base. Alexander Mojica halts at second, and the Marauders have another threat unfolding here in the third inning. Nice two-hit game for Brendan Dixon. And Rodolfo Nolasco, who's still really looking to join the hit parade in a big way for Bradenton this year. With a chance now in the third inning. First pitch, he checks his swing. Can't hold up on the breaking ball, low and outside. That's been a tough one for Nolasco these first couple weeks of the season. Parks with a slide step, the 0-1 pitch, and is on the outside corner for strike two. Starting to get the feel for that breaking ball now. Mojica leads off second, Dixon off of first. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss as Nolasco could not hold up on the check swing. Confirmed on the appeal out to the base umpire, Austin Snow. And so Rodolfo Nolasco down on strikes two away. Brings up Jacob Goldfarb, who is hit in the lower part of his leg by a pitch. The first pitch he saw last time up. University of Oregon product in his first season in the Pirates organization with an opportunity here. First pitch, Goldfarb takes in tight. Goldfarb last year in the Pioneer League. That's an official MLB partner league with the Ogden Raptors of Ogden, Utah, formerly a Dodgers affiliate. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Goldfarb looks at one right down the middle for a called strike. Goldfarb finishing second in the Pioneer League last year with 24 home runs. Original draft pick by the White Sox, 24th round in 2019 out of Oregon. Next pitch is in the dirt and knocked down by Salcedo. Keeps it in front, and the runners have to stay put on first and second. Goldfarb finishing his career at Oregon as their all-time leader in outfield assists with 14. Here's the set by Parks, and the 2-1 toss. Swing, and a miss by Goldfarb, strike two. Jacob also finishing in the program's top 10 in their history in hits, doubles, walks, and hit by pitch. Parks shakes off one side, now gets the one he wants. Sets the 2-2, swing, and a major league pop-up. Third base side foul ground. The catcher runs out of room as Salcedo is up against the screen. And judging by the applause, sounds like someone made a nice catch out there. Goldfarb digging back into the box. Two-tone bat for him. Black barrel, light tan handle. Slow, gentle half swings as he waits for Parks to come set. Right-hander brings the hands together and fires the 2-2. Goldfarb takes a backdoor breaking ball that just misses ball three. So the count full, two outs. Runners will be off in motion on the next pitch from first and second. Right-hander brings the hands together away from the chest. 3-2, runners go. It is taken outside for ball four. And the Marauders for the second straight inning have loaded the bases. Now this is where Bradenton would really like to cash in. Wyatt Hendry digs in with the bases full. looking for a base hit to extend this 3-0 Marauders lead. Wind up in the pitch from Parks. Swing and a miss as Hendry was fooled on the breaking ball. Parks working at a quick pace. He deals the 0-1. Hendry takes low and outside. Some nice glove work by Salcedo, sliding on his shin guards to his backhand side and stopping the ball. A little more cloud cover moving in here in Daytona Beach. Much bigger, massive, darker gray cloud coming in from beyond right field. So those stadium lights here at the Jack starting to come in a bit more handy. The windup and the 1-1. Hendry swings and misses. Had that breaking ball timed up pretty well. Couldn't connect. Alexander Mojica on third. Brendan Dixon on second. Jacob Goldfarb on first base. Parks nods to the sign. The 1-2 pitch. Hendry takes way outside. A nice backhand reach by Salcedo. In order to snare that pitch, Cal moves to 2-2. Parks works from the first base end of the rubber. He winds up and deals. Hendry swings and misses. Down he goes. Strike three. And the Marauders leave the bases full here in the third inning. We head to the bottom half of the third here in Daytona Beach. Marauders still have the lead. It's 3-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders' Brandy Poyu Chen working with a 3-0 lead here on the mound at Daytona Beach. He goes into his third inning of work. Marauders with 3 runs on 5 hits tonight. The Tortugas, no runs yet on just 1 hit. So Poyu Chen, the righty from Taiwan, completing his warm-up tosses. He'll go up against the top third of the order for Daytona. Here in the third, Jay Allen, Gus Steiger, Michelle Triana. And Chen, like a couple of his teammates on the pitching staff, sporting a brightly colored glove that doesn't necessarily match the Marauders' color scheme. That's fun to see now and then, though. Poyu going with a vibrant royal blue glove out on the hill. He faces Jay Allen, Reds' number 7 prospect. Here's the pitch. Allen shows bunt and drops it down in front of home plate. It is a dead ball as it bounced up and hit Allen right before he left the batter's box. That's a foul ball. 0-1 the count on the Tortugas' leadoff man. Allen wearing the baby blue long compression sleeve on his left arm. Baby blue wristband on his right wrist. Now Allen calls time right before getting situated in the box. Some action in the Tortugas' bullpen down the left field line. The right-hander throwing. Here's the 0-1 from Chen. Allen swings and smokes this one deep to right center. Jace Bowen sprinting. He is running. Reaches up, dives, and he makes the catch. Oh, baby, what a play by Jace Bowen. He takes extra bases away from Jay Allen. One gone here in the third inning. Wow. Poyu Chen points out to deep right center where Bowen made the play, saying, thank you, friend. Wow. What a play by Jace Bowen. There's Gus Steiger to the plate next. Jace Bowen really went and got that one. What a play. First pitch to Steiger is at the knees for a called strike on the Chen off-speed pitch. Shen, still exclusively from the stretch, deals the 0-1. Steiger lays off this one just up and away. Shen ready, deals the 1-1. Steiger swings and chases a pitch in the dirt, missing completely. Right-hander throwing in the Tortugas bullpen is Owen Holt. Texas native, 16th round pick last year by the Reds. Chen with the 1-2, swing and a bouncer foul by Steiger over toward the Tortugas dugout. Marauders 3, Tortugas nothing as we play in the bottom of the third inning. Chen with another 1-2. Steiger swings and lifts it to left center. Left fielder Brown charging in on it. Makes the catch with Bowen peeling off to the right, backing him up. Nicely done by Luke Brown, who we have now seen range far to either side to make a couple of nice plays in left. And it's two outs for Daytona here in the third. That brings up Michelle Triana. Meanwhile, the temperature cooling off considerably. Wind picking up a little bit. And dark gray clouds rolling in overhead from right field. First pitch to Triana. Swing and a miss. I'm unsure if there's rain in the forecast tonight. Knock on wood. We remain dry to this point in the evening. Chen with the 0-1. Triana takes for strike two on the outer half. Chen really has the breaking ball working tonight. Base is empty with two outs. Triana walked in his first plate appearance. He gets the 0-2 from Chen here. Swinging a ground ball to third. Out of the reach of Mojica. And it rolls into left field for a base hit. That'll bring up Ruben Ibarra. Three runs, five hits for the Marauders. No runs, two hits for Daytona. Chen deals to Ibarra. And the big righty slugger takes a fastball strike at 92. Well, the good news is not seeing any precipitation at all on the radar. Righty on righty matchup. Here comes the 0-1 from Chen. Ibarra takes in the dirt. Good block by Hendry. Ouyu Chen had to work around two walks in a scoreless first inning. He'll have to work around at least one base runner again here in the third. Right-hander resting the blue glove against his chest, gets the sign and sets. And now a step off by the righty. Michelle Triana on first base. He's not a big base-stealing threat. Unlikely the Tortugas would take many chances trailing by three. Pickoff move that way anyway. That's a bit low. Triana diving in safely. Marauders getting their three runs as follows. Jacob Gonzalez, a solo homer in the first inning. In the second, bases loaded walks drawn by Luke Brown and Mike Jarvis. 1-1 pitch. That one taken inside. No, it's not a pitch. There is a balk being called on Pouyou Chen. Don't believe he fully came set with his hands at a complete stop. And a frustrated Chen bites his lip on the mound as he gets the ball back. And will now have to deal with the runner on second base. That's the third balk committed by Marauders pitching in this series. Runner on second, two outs. Chen with the 1-1 to Ibarra, who swings and grounds it hard to short. To his left, Jarvis grabs it. Sidearm throw to first is right on the money in time. And the inning is over. So the balk makes no difference in the end, and it's another donut on the scoreboard by Pouyou Chen here in the third inning. We're on to the fourth. Marauders 3, Tortugas nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Early call of the bullpen for the Tortugas as right-hander Owen Holt takes over to pitch the fourth inning for Daytona. Faces Luke Brown, who takes the first pitch high and outside, ball one. Owen Holt, a sturdily built right-hander, 6'2", 228 pounds from Houston, Texas. Drafted by the Reds in the 16th round last year out of Alvin Community College in his native Texas. 1-0 pitch, Brown swings and slashes it foul off to the left. Owen Holt over his first two appearances. Total of four innings, only one run allowed. Three walks, three strikeouts. He sets belt high. Kicks and delivers the 1-1. Brown takes way upstairs. So the final line for tonight's Tortugas starter, Hunter Parks. Three innings, five hits, three runs, each of them earned. Walked three, struck out four. Holt ready. And he comes home with a 2-1. Brown swings through the off-speed. Marauders sitting at 8-5 with their record tonight. Looking to get a new winning streak going after winning last night 4-1. On the backs of a tremendous pitching performance by Justin Mice and the bullpen. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a drive out to left field. Fairly deep. Confidant back, running. This ball's over his head and one hops the wall. Into second base goes Luke Brown, and he has himself a stand-up double leading off the fourth. Luke Brown just continues to see that baseball as if it were a beach ball at the plate. And he is on one heck of a roll lately. That brings up Mike Jarvis. With those dark gray clouds continuing to roll overhead. Again, we checked the radar for the Daytona area and absolutely nothing coming up. Those clouds continue to move over us from right to left. Temperature cooling further as Jarvis awaits the pitch. Here it is from Holtz. That's taken in the dirt. A great block by Salcedo. Mike Jarvis, drafted in the 6th round by the Pirates last year out of San Diego State. And after joining the organization, played 18 games between the Florida Complex League and High A Greensboro. Hit a combined 333 between the two levels. The 1-0. Jarvis takes a breaking ball, a strike. Talked with Mike before the game. This is his first time hitting leadoff for Bradenton this year. Said that leadoff spot is a pretty familiar territory for him. Hit leadoff quite a bit his final two seasons at San Diego State. Righty on righty. Luke Brown, good speed on second base. Here's the pitch. Jarvis swings and misses, going down to a knee on the follow-through. As per usual, Mike wearing the white compression sleeve on his right arm only. Into a deep, exaggerated crouch from the right side with two strikes on him. And now Owen Holt steps off the rubber. Bradenton trying to tack onto their 3-0 lead. Luke Brown on second, leading off with a double to left field. Holt nods to the sign and brings his hands together at the belt. Long pause, the 1-2 pitch to Jarvis, so swing and a miss, strike three, couldn't connect. That'll bring up Jacob Gonzalez, who has a chance to bring home a runner from scoring position. Gonzalez blasting a solo homer in the first inning, has just the second batter of the game tonight. His team-leading fourth home run of the year and his team-leading 12th RBI of the season. Holt slowly comes set at the belt. Checks Brown on second base, and the first pitch to Gonzo, taken low and outside. Talked about the hitting streak coming to an end last night for Gonzalez. 0-for-3, but did bring home a run on a sac fly. On base streak continues, though. He's now reached basically in 12 consecutive games to start his season. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Gonzalez swings and grounds it hard. Foul past third, and Tortuga's relievers scattering off the bullpen bench in foul territory. Gonzalez right now has that batting average at a robust 439. OPS of 1.329. A scorching hot start for the 25-year-old from Scottsdale, Arizona. Here's a step off the rubber by Holt. Really taking his time on the mound, and this is pretty starkly contrasting with so many of the speeds at which we have seen pitchers work in this series with the pitch clock. Now a factor. Holt toes the rubber. That said, he hasn't committed a clock violation yet. And the toss coming. There's a swing and a miss by Gonzalez, chasing the slider low and away. Luke Brown, after almost every pitch, getting a pretty good-sized secondary lead off second base. Those dark gray clouds that have been rolling in from beyond right field really starting to thin out now. Skies are clearing up. That's a good sign for everyone. The 1-2 pitch coming. Gonzalez takes low and outside. Slider not able to entice him. Red and yellow lights of a big boardwalk ride out beyond right field. Out on the beach here in Daytona Beach, lighting up the horizon in the distance. Owen Holt steps off again. That's two steps off the rubber used during this plate appearance. Marauders with a 3-0 advantage as we play in the visitors' half of the fourth. Brown leads off second. Gonzalez gets the 2-2 pitch. There's a swing and a fly ball to center field. Allen moving back and to his right. Backpedaling, he makes the catch. And no tag up from second base on Luke Brown. As a throw from center field arrives into third base on a bounce. Jace Bowen is next. Jace is strikeout looking after a 3-2 pitch in the first inning and a fly out to center field in the third. Luke Brown on second base, itching to score as the Marauders try to extend that lead. Holt with the first pitch to Bowen. That is swung on and missed. Jace with those slightly new swing mechanics corresponding with that new stance. Starts up on his toe with his back right foot. That heel hits the ground, acts as somewhat of a trigger to the rest of his swing. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Bowen takes a look at strike two. Snap throw to second base just over the pitcher's mound. And in safely is Luke Brown. Owen Holt on the mound having to go into a deep squat underneath that throw. To talk to Jace about his new stance and new swing mechanics during opening weekend at Dunedin. He broke it down a little bit for me. Last year he was in a much deeper crouch, feet much wider apart in the batter's box. This season, more upright, more open. Holt places that right foot against the rubber again. Leaning in for the sign, now brings his hands together. Brown takes his lead off second base. And the pitch coming. It is swung on and missed, and down goes Bowen for strike three. So the Marauders get lulled to sleep here in the fourth inning by the slower-paced Owen Holtz. And it works out for him in the end. A zero up on the board. And we move to the bottom of the fourth. 3-0 Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Always a crowd pleaser here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the Simba Cam. Going on the video board in left center field as fans hold up their small children and, heck, even their dogs here on Bark in the Park night. Just as Rafiki held up Simba and the Lion King. And all kinds of poses in the crowd, getting some nice rounds of applause. It's a 3-0 Marauders lead here in Daytona Beach as we move to the bottom of the fourth inning. Those just joining us, Jacob Gonzalez, a solo homer in the first inning. And in the second, a pair of base-loaded walks drawn by Luke Brown and Mike Jarvis. That's how this 3-0 lead has come to be. Yerlin Confidan leads off the fourth for Daytona. First pitch by Po Yu Chen is a fastball way high. Chen has had to work around traffic on the bases each of his first three innings tonight. He sets, kicks, and delivers the 1-0. Confidan swings and pops it way up into shallow left field. Have it under control there in left field tonight. Having to range in all directions. That brings up Jamal O'Gwin. Just the second at bat of his professional career. Added to the Tortugas roster yesterday from the Arizona Complex League. Righty on righty, bases empty. Here's the pitch. O'Gwin swings and smacks it foul in the air down the right field line. Jamal O'Gwin, four seasons at USC. Career 276 hitter with a .407 on base percentage and 80 RBI in those 4 years as a Trojan. The 0-1 pitch, a swing and a foul back. O'Gwin packs a lot of muscle into that right-handed frame. Listed at 6'1", 255 pounds. 1-0, Lantigua takes a big rip and misses, chasing in the dirt. Infield just about straight away, maybe shading a little bit to the pole side on the lefty hitter. 1-1, swing and a miss, late on the fastball. Oh, Yu Chen sneaking it past him. And Chen, who does have three strikeouts tonight, works ahead of yet another batter. Chen nods to the signal from Hendry. Lifts his leg and deals the 1-2. It's taken just a bit high. Ball two. Right-hander looks in, gets the signal again. Ready. His 2-2 pitch, Lantigua takes it low for ball three. The count is full. Solid at bat here from Lantigua. Singled his first time up in the second. He was left stranded. Ryan or Chen ready. His payoff pitch, Lantigua swings and misses strike three. Inning is over, and Po Yu Chen has retired the last four men in a row. We are through four here in Daytona Beach. It's still the Marauders 3 and the Tortugas nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985.
today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Leacon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Middle third of the order for the Marauders coming up here in the fifth inning with Bradenton leading 3-0 here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. Spencer Smith welcoming you back tonight for game 5 of the 6-game set. Alexander Mojica, Marauders third baseman, leads off against right-hander Owen Holt. Thickly built right-hander sets and deals. First pitch to Mojica is in there for a strike. Alexander, a strikeout and a single tonight. His single last time up. Oddball little check swing flare into shallow right field that dropped in for a hit. The 0-1. Mojica swings and drills one down the left field line. Pulled foul. Not quite home run distance on it, but certainly had extra bases written all over it. Mojica just a little too soon on the swing. Owen Holt working around a leadoff double by Luke Brown in the fourth inning for a scoreless frame. So he's back for his second inning of work out of the Daytona bullpen. He is set. Long pause. And the 0-2 pitch to Mojica. Swing and a high pop up on the right side of the infield. Second baseman Reyes waves his arms gently and secures it with a two-handed catch. Owen Holt, one of the hardest workers you'll find out there, was dual enrolled at Alvin Community College and Harvard University, taking a full schedule of classes at both schools as he was beginning his career. That is just nearly unthinkable to the majority of the general population. Here's Brendan Dixon for the Marauders. Holt kicks and fires, and Dixon looks at a strike on the outside corner. Holt was actually playing quarterback on the Harvard football team for 2 years. He appeared in one game. It was a 45-27 win over Yale at Fenway Park in November of 2018. Steps off the rubber here. And time called. Plate umpire Chase Eubanks is going to give an automatic ball to Owen Holt, who just went to the mouth with that throwing hand, licking his fingers. We've seen that it posed numerous times in this series, so the count now 1-1 on Dixon. Holt ready. Long pause again, the 1-1. Dixon looks at strike two on the outer half. Holt last year in the Arizona Complex League for the Reds. Four appearances, one start. His 1-2 pitch. Dixon swings and misses, chasing in the dirt. Tag applied by the catcher, Salcedo. Two gone for the Marauders here in the fifth. The Rodolfo Nolasco will be next up for the Marauders as the right-hander Alex Johnson continues to throw in the Daytona bullpen. Good chance that assuming Holt gets through this inning without much more trouble, and Johnson will be the man to take over and pitch the sixth for Daytona. Righty on righty, bases empty, two gone for Nolasco. Holt kicks and delivers. First pitch is a hair outside. Nolasco with a pop out to short and a strikeout swinging tonight. Right-hander delivers the 1-0. There's a swing and a big, big pop-up behind home plate. Catcher Salcedo watches as it falls out of play. Rodolfo Nolasco can hit the ball hard, and he can hit it a long way. Still trying to put it together so far here in 2022. Hitting 159 at the moment as he's playing in his 11th game this season. 1-1 pitch. Taken low and outside. Nasty slider. Nolasco laying off. Marauders lead this game 3-0. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Here is the set. The 2-1 offering. Swung on, lifted to straightaway center field. Allen stops in his tracks. Couple of gentle steps inward. He makes the catch. And the inning is over. Three up and three down go the Marauders here in the fifth. We head to the bottom half. Bradenton 3, Daytona nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Bats on both sides have fallen silent over the last few innings. Marauders still have lead 3-0 here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. And back for a fifth inning of work is Marauders righty Po-Yu Chen. Spencer Smith with you tonight on this muggy Saturday evening. Clouds have rolled in. Fortunately, no rain in the forecast tonight. Po-Yu Chen will face Rainey Reyes, second baseman for the Tortugas. First pitch is taken for strike one right over the dish. Po-Yu Chen becomes just the second Marauder starter to work into the fifth inning this year, following Justin Mice, who did so just last night. The 0-1 pitch, swinging a liner into right field. That drops in for a hit. Leadoff single by Rainey Reyes. And the Tortugas will bring Andrew Salcedo to the plate. Bradenton 3, Daytona nothing. Chen sets chest high and deals. Salcedo takes a breaking ball that drops a little low. So with his leadoff single here in the fifth, the fourth inning remains Chen's only clean inning tonight. The 1-0. Fastball high. Henry having to come up out of his crouch to grab it. 2-0 the count from the right-hander. Salcedo one for his first 11 to begin the year. He gets a 2-0. Outside for ball three. 3-0. It's been some time since Chen fell behind in the count. He's been consistently working ahead in the count to these Daytona hitters. has four strikeouts, also has walked a pair, both of those coming in the first inning. The 3-0, that is upstairs for ball four, and a shaky start to the fifth inning by Po Yu Chin. Marauders do have a right-hander tossing. Dante Mendoza, man throwing for Bradenton down the right field line, foul ground. Corner infielders playing up for the Marauders. Jay Allen will drop down a bunt if the situation calls for it. First and second, nobody out. Chen kicks and delivers. First pitch is a strike at the knees. Ground ball will be good here to the infield. It would have to be hit hard, though. Jay Allen runs well. Tough to double off. Pitch, swing, and a line drive slapped foul to the right. And Chen in command here in the count, 0-2. They'll get a mound visit from catcher Wyatt Hendry. 2 men quickly talking over a big 0-2 pitch that'll come next. Allen does bring some power to the table, too. He's homered twice this season. And stepping into the box here represents the tying run for the Tortugas. Chen with a long look into Hendry, shakes off one sign. Now nods in agreement. He sets with 2 men aboard. And the first pitch to Allen, and a balk has been called on Chen for the second time tonight. It's like another instance of Chen not coming to a complete stop into his set position. And a further dangerous spot here. Second and third with nobody out. Count is 0-2 on Jay Allen the second. As Chen is ready. Look back at second in the pitch. Allen swings and misses. Strike three. Got him on the breaking ball. Po Yu Chen earns his fifth strikeout of the night. And that's a big first out. Dante Mendoza still tossing in the Marauders bullpen. Pitch count for Chen sitting at 66 as we play here in the fifth inning. 42 of those pitches are for strikes. He faces Gus Steiger. First offering, Steiger lays off high on a fastball. Don't believe we have yet seen a Marauders pitcher eclipse the 70-pitch mark in a single outing this season. Po Yu Chen, next one will be number 68. 1-0 to Steiger. There's a swing and a liner into right field. Coming in, Nolasco, he plays on a bounce. It's a base hit. One run scores, and Steiger stops at first base on the RBI single. As a throw from right field, goes to the first baseman and cutoff man Jacob Gonzalez. So Andrew Salcedo gets the stop sign at third base on the play. Timeout call, manager Jonathan Johnston out of the dugout for Bradenton. And there's the call to the bullpen. Dante Mendoza will be coming in for Po Yu Chen, who leaves with runners on the corners, one away here in the fifth inning. And the potential go-ahead run coming to the plate for Daytona. We'll step aside for a moment and be right back to tell you more about Dante Mendoza. 3-1 Marauders. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive.
Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Dante Mendoza makes his warm-up tosses. The Marauders' new right-hander inherits runners on the corners here in the fifth inning. Dicey situation here. Daytona has gotten on the board for the first time tonight thanks to an RBI single to right field by Gus Steiger and has made it a 3-1 contest, and the go-ahead run potentially for the Tortugas will come to the plate in the form of Michelle Triana. So Dante Mendoza, a big 23-year-old right-hander from Torrance, California, originally drafted by Cleveland, traded to Pittsburgh late in the fall of 2018. Pitching at the full season level for his first time in his career here in 2022. He has been good so far. Mendoza has successfully stranded 3 of 3 inherited runners entering this appearance. He faces Michelle Triana with one away. Pitch comes, runner breaks for second. Ground ball into right field, a base hit. Run scores. Right fielder Nolasco's throwing to third base is late. And it's first and third again. Now a one-run ball game. So Michelle Triana delivers for Daytona. Back-to-back RBI singles for the Tortugas on opposite sides of the pitching change. And what once felt like a Marauders in command type of evening is starting to get a little closer. The Marauders will, just in case, appeal to second base. Mendoza steps off the rubber and throws to second. And the umpires say safe, confirming that indeed Gus Steiger touched second on his way to third base. Wyatt Hendry steps in front of home plate, flashes signs to his infielders in this first and third situation. Tying run on third, here's Ruben Ibarra. Mendoza fires. Ibarra takes a breaking ball in the dirt. Gus Steiger, tying run on third base. Also Po Yu Chen's responsibility. As Mendoza deals the 1-0. That one swung on and lifted high in the air. Left center field, not super deep. Brown underneath it. Steiger tagging at third. Brown makes the catch. Throw coming toward the plate is much too late, and it's cut off by Mojica. And there's the tying run. This game now tied at 3. Michelle Triana stays on first base in the meantime. The Tortugas taking full advantage of the couple of base runners that open up the inning. Yerlin Confidan is the next man up as Mendoza sets and delivers the pitch. Confidan takes outside corner for a strike, knee high. Beautifully located pitch by Mendoza. Each of the last 3 plate appearances by Daytona have produced a run. Here's the 0-1. Confidan takes just outside a ball. Confidan putting a couple of big swings on balls tonight, both of them resulting in flyouts to left. Mendoza with the 1-1. Confidan takes in the dirt, a good block by Hendry. Runner going up to second, and Hendry will not get a throw off as Triana plows into second base with a head-first dive. So now the go-ahead run in scoring position for the Tortugas, who came into this inning trailing 3-0. Score tied at 3. Mendoza trying to strand this man on second. The 2-1 pitch taken outside for ball 3. Mendoza entered this spot with a 1.29 ERA across his first 3 appearances this season. Here he sets. And the 3-1 toss to Confidan, a swing and a pop-up out of play over the broadcast booth. Count full now on the number 5 man in the order. Close and tense one for you here tonight from Daytona Beach. Score tied at 3, bottom of the 5th inning. Mendoza, the right-hander, sets. 3-2 pitch to Confidan is taken low for ball four, a borderline pitch, and Confidan lets it go by. And the inning continues, first and second, with two outs, and that brings it back to Jamal O'Gwin. O'Gwin, the eighth man to the plate here in the fifth inning for the Tortugas. He's 0-2 here in his professional debut tonight. And O'Gwin here in the fifth inning. And the biggest spot so far of his early on professional career. He has a chance to bring in the go-ahead run for the home team. Mendoza deals, and the pitch is up and away for ball one. On this breezy night in Daytona, temperature in the low 70s. Mendoza with the long black sleeves underneath the gray jersey. 6 foot 5 inch tall righty sets at the chest. Checks second base. The 1-0 pitch. That is a fastball for a strike on the outer half. Triana on second, Confidan on first base, two outs for the Tortugas. Score tied at 3. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball swung on and fought off foul to the right. Mendoza trying to craft one more shrewd pitch here that'll put away O'Gwin and keep this game tied. Marauders have seen a 3-0 lead slip away here in the fifth inning. Mendoza trying to stop the bleeding in relief. He sets. The 1-2 pitch coming. O'Gwin takes inside, almost hit him. That's ball two. Breaking ball nearly grazed the sleeve of his white jersey. Runners take their leads off first and second as Mendoza brings the hands together. The 2-2 pitch. O'Gwin checks his swing of the pitch in the dirt. Did he go? No appeal made yet somehow. Did he go? No, he did not. So the runners scamper up to second and third as the ball gets away from Hendry. Still, though, Mendoza one strike away from escaping the jam with the game tied. Here's the set. 3-2 pitch to O'Gwin. He takes outside for ball four, and that loads the bases. That will bring the ninth man to the plate this inning in Danny Lantigua. Bases loaded. Tortugas piecing together a massive threat here in the fifth inning. Score tied at 3. Mendoza deals to Lantigua, who swings and fouls it back off to our left. That was a mighty cut. For the Tortugas, Michelle Triana on third base, Yerlin Confidan on second, Jamal O'Gwin on first base. Mendoza with the 0-1 pitch, taken low, ball one. Big Osprey flying over the field, carrying what appeared to be a fish right in its claws. Just caught dinner from the river out beyond right field. 1-1 pitch. Check swing, he could not hold up. Lantigua tied up in knots. That's strike two. Nice 1-1 offering from Mendoza. Makes it one ball and two strikes. A big 1-2 pitch coming. Mendoza kicks, fires. It is swung on and missed. Chasing the dirt, strike three. Wyatt Hendry steps on home plate for the force play to end the inning with the bases full. And the Marauders at least keep this game tied 3-3. However, that three-run lead has evaporated. Top of the sixth inning coming up. Score tied at 3. Marauders trying to get those bats working again. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
A tandem man comes out of the bullpen for Daytona tonight. Right-hander Alex Johnson out of Buffalo, New York. 36th round pick of the Reds back in 2019. He'll face the bottom third of the Marauders order with his score tied at 3 here on this warm Saturday night. First pitch to Jacob Goldfarb. Cut on and missed. A little three-quarter swing. Decided too late that he didn't want it after all. Marauders led 5-0, rather 3-0, going into the bottom of the fifth. As Goldfarb gets the next pitch, it skips in the dirt for a ball. But the Marauders unable to hold that three-run lead. Tortuga's loaded the bases and were earlier in the inning able to get a sac fly and a couple of RBI singles. The 1-1 pitch. Goldfarb takes a fastball for strike 2 at 95. Alex Johnson, 6'5", 230-pound right-hander, age 21. 1-2 pitch, low and inside, and that got a piece of Goldfarb. That appeared to hit him in the leg somewhere, and for the second time, Goldfarb is aboard on a hit-by-pitch. Looks to be okay as he unstraps the shin guard and jogs down to first base. Final line on reliever Owen Holt tonight, a good one. Two scoreless innings, only one hit allowed. Didn't walk a batter and struck out 3. Athletic trainer Casey Lee walking over to first base, and he's going to come take a look at Jacob Goldfarb, who is showing some slight signs of discomfort. Manager Jonathan Johnston walking out there as well. Now Goldfarb is going to run some gentle jogs down the right field line to test that leg. And it looks like Goldfarb will continue. Good to see as both Casey Lee and Jonathan Johnston head back to the dugout. Marauders have gotten pretty dinged up in this series. San Carlos Jimenez drilled in the leg by a line drive on Tuesday night. Saw Wyatt Hendry in a home plate collision. Here is Hendry in the batter's box. He gets the first pitch from Johnson, swings and bounces one foul. We saw Jace Bowen get a bit of a jammed finger out in right center field, banging up against the wall in left center, rather, last night. Jace back in the starting lineup again tonight, though. He's okay. Goldfarb leads off of first. Pitch to Hendry. There's a fastball outside. Good quick and smooth slide step Alex Johnson uses on the mound. Very quick to the plate. Jacob Goldfarb, not a massive base-stealing threat. But Alex Johnson, still good to have a guy quick to the plate. The pitch, taken inside, that gets into the dirt. Goldfarb thought about taking second. He dives back into first base. No throw. Final line on Marauders starter Poyu Chen, by the way, tonight. 4 1/3 innings, 3 runs given up on 3 hits, walked 3, and struck out 5. Johnson deals. Hendry takes just a tad high for ball 3-3-1. Very, very close pitch. So Poyu Chen, charged with all 3 runs. He leaves this game and will not figure into the final decision. Johnson's 3-1. Taken low for ball 4. The Marauders have 2 men on base with nobody out. a hit by pitch and a walk to begin the sixth inning for the Marauders. And a man swinging a hot bat, Luke Brown, will have an opportunity here in the sixth. Score tied at three here in Daytona Beach. Infield swung around a bit to the pole side on Luke Brown. Shortstop Steiger playing almost behind the bag. First pitch is upstairs to the left-handed batter. First baseman Ruben Ibarra creeping way in, just in case Brown decides to drag a bunt. Third baseman Triana playing about even with the bag at the hot corner. Johnson delivers, Brown bunts, and it's foul, third base side. Not close to the line at all. Count goes to 1-1. Now again, the Marauders carried a 3-0 lead from the top of the second all the way into the bottom of the fifth, where Po Yu Chen started to lose control of his pitches. Dante Mendoza came on in relief, was unable to strand the inherited runners. To his credit, though, able to leave the bases loaded and keep the game tied. The 1-1 taken wide for ball two. Catcher Andrew Salcedo pounding the fist in the mitt and trying to reassure Alex Johnson that he can hit that spot. Right-hander is working from the extreme first base end of the rubber. Delivers the 2-1. Brown swings and lifts it to center field, backing up Jay Allen. He is sprinting, still running after it, rounding off to his right. He makes the catch. Tagging from second is Goldfarb. He is into third base, sliding without a throw, and retreating into first base is Wyatt Hendry. Solid play out there by the athletic Jay Allen, as Jacob Goldfarb is able to advance 90 feet. Runners on the corners now for the Marauders with only one out. Now Mike Jarvis with a chance to come through in the clutch. Righty facing a right-handed batter. Alex Johnson comes set at the belt. He deals. Jarvis takes the first pitch low. Here's the set. The 1-0 to Jarvis. Swing and a pop-up. First base side, Ruben Ibarra waves his arms. He makes the call and the two-handed catch. And that's the second out here in the sixth. That'll bring up Jacob Gonzalez. A trusted bat here coming to the plate for the Marauders. Gonzalez, solo homer back in the first inning. Team leader in both home runs and RBI. If you're looking for a guy to deliver, this is your man right here. Go-ahead run waiting 90 feet away for the Marauders. Runners on the corners with two away. Johnson deals. Gonzalez swings and pops it foul out of the ballpark on the first base side. Three runs, six hits for the Marauders. Three runs, five hits for the Tortugas. Gonzalez in that tall and slightly open stance from the right side awaits the pitch. Here it comes. He swings and sends this one deep to right field. Lantigua sprinting back. He looks up into the sky, reaches up and makes the catch as he goes into a back pedal. And the inning is over. The Marauders leave runners on the corners here in a scoreless sixth inning. Well, Gonzalez got a good hold of it, but not deep enough. We head to the bottom of the sixth, score tied at three here in Daytona Beach. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come out to Lecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies, and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. Spencer Smith back with you here for game number 5 of the 6-game series. The Marauders and the Tortugas tied at 3 apiece as we head to the bottom of the 6th inning. For those who are just joining us, here's how we have arrived at this point in tonight's game. Solo homer in the first inning by Jacob Gonzalez put Bradenton in the lead early. Two more runs crossing in the second inning. Bases loaded, walks drawn by Luke Brown and Mike Jarvis made it 3-0. That lead lasted all the way up into the bottom of the 5th inning. When Daytona rallied, they got an RBI single from Gus Steiger, an RBI single by Michelle Triana, and a game-tying sacrifice fly to left field by Ruben Ibarra. So that's where we are, tied at 3. As we go to this bottom of the 6th, Rainey Reyes leads off for the Tortugas. First pitch by Dante Mendoza. It is a breaking ball at the knees for a called strike. Great spot for it. Tortugas sending 9 men to the plate in that 3-run 5th inning. Mendoza sets his 0-1. Swing and a miss as he couldn't hold up on the check swing. Despite his best efforts, Reyes goes down 0-2. A breaking ball from Mendoza has really crossed up opposing hitters tonight. He's ready. The 0-2 pitch to Reyes is swung on and lifted high to center field. This one deep. Bowen sprinting toward the left center power alley and makes the catch as he slows up shy of the warning track. Chase Bowen continues to play an excellent center field. Made a Superman-style diving catch earlier this evening. Takes care of this one a little bit more easily as Andrew Salcedo is the next batter for Daytona. Pitch by Mendoza. Salcedo, lefty batter, swings, and it's a jam shot foul just over the roof of the booth. We had foul ball coming into the vicinity. Got the dog's attention at the ballpark tonight. Bark in the park here, the Jack, this evening. The 0-1 from Mendoza. Taken around knee-high. Ruled a bit low. Dante Mendoza, the first man out of the Marauders' bullpen tonight. Following starter Po Yu Chen. 1-1 toss. Check swing at a pitch in the dirt as Salcedo barely moved the bat off his shoulder. 2-1. Plate umpire Chase Eubanks getting a fresh handful of baseballs from the bat boy on the third base side. Mendoza sets. 2-1 to Salcedo. Cut on and lifted down the left field line. Luke Brown sprinting toward the line, toward the left field corner, makes the catch. And had a little bit of a juggle out there, but he was able to hang on to it. That's out number 2. A little bit of a groan from the crowd as they saw Brown bobble it. He was able to squeeze it into the glove for the out. Back to the top of the order with Jay Allen. Righty on righty, bases empty. Here's the pitch by Mendoza. Allen turns away from a breaking ball that almost clips his jersey. Here's the set. And the 1-0 pitch. Allen checks his swing of the breaking ball low. Did he go? No, he did not. Awfully close. Allen digs back into the box, showing the high, dark green socks. 2-0 pitch. Allen swings and can't hold up on a check swing of the pitch in the dirt. A lot of these Tortugas hitters getting over-anxious on that breaking ball from Mendoza. It's been sharp tonight. 2-1 the count. Score tied at 3, bottom of the 6th inning here in Daytona Beach. And now time called right before Mendoza can deal. Allen digs back in, tapping the edges of home plate with that bat. 2-1 offering. Breaking ball finds the inside corner, and that is strike three signaled by Chase Eubanks, but it was only strike two. Jay Allen quickly turning and reminding him of that fact. Hey, we all make mistakes. Mendoza ready. Here is the 2-2 pitch to Allen. It is swung on and bounced to the shortstop hole. Knocked down on the backhand by Jarvis. He can't pick it cleanly. And Jay Allen putting pressure on the defense with that speed of his. Reaches first base, and that may be an error charged to Mike Jarvis. So waiting for an official ruling on that play. Gus Steiger steps into the box next. And now time called as Jay Allen is stooping down, tying his shoe. Righty on righty, Gus Steiger twirling the bat around. Pickoff move to first, and Allen just does dive back in safely. Still waiting to see what the manual scoreboard crew out in left field is going to put on the board after that last play. Mendoza steps off the rubber. Wonder if they're waiting for an official ruling as well. Looking at the game day feed here, it looks like Mike Jarvis has been charged with an error. Timeout called. Here is the pitching coach, Yorman Bizardo, for a mound visit. Another pivotal point in the ballgame. Jay Allen on first base, reaching on a two-out error here in the sixth inning. Score tied at three. And Gus Steiger, who has been a thorn in Marauders' pitching side this season, as well as last year, is the man in the box. It was he who delivered the RBI single in the fifth inning that sparked that three-run rally for Daytona. And now on that dark green manual scoreboard behind the left field wall, the manual scoreboard operating crew does indeed put that number one in the error column for Bradenton. First pitch to Steiger. Allen breaks for second. Pitch is swung on and missed. Throw to second is high, and the tag from Brendan Dixon is not in time. Wyatt Hendry sailed that throw a little bit. Dixon a good job to leap and snag that ball, prevented from going into center field. So Jay Allen reaches second with his team-leading eighth steal of the season. Here's a set by Mendoza. Go-ahead run waiting on second. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball low and outside. Gus Steiger, Minnesota native from just outside the Twin Cities in Spring Park, Minnesota. Step off by Mendoza. Steiger just turned 23 a few days ago. And now a balk has been called on Dante Mendoza. That is the third balk called on Marauders pitching tonight. Now the set. Runner on third now as the 1-1 pitch comes. Steiger swings and lines it to right center field. A base hit. Somehow, some way, the Tortugas have found their way back into this game. RBI single by Gus Steiger, his second of the night. Marauders just cannot get him out. Here's Michel Triana. Tortuga's now leading 4-3 here in the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Triana takes high and outside. Ball one. Now the tall lefty, Jake Sweeney, is throwing in the Marauders' bullpen. The 1-0. Triana swings through the fastball. Time called. Not sure by whom. Mendoza gets the sign from Hendry and sets. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. A big rip by Triana. He comes up empty in the count 1-2. RBI single by guess who? Gus Steiger has given the Tortugas the lead here in the sixth inning. Mendoza trying to minimize the damage. Here's the 1-2. It is taken for strike three. The knees and the inning is over, but the Tortugas take the lead, fully overcoming a 3-0 defeat. And the Marauders now trailing by one, moving to the seventh inning. We'll be right back for the seventh next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Care Facilities Accreditation Program. Our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Daytona has claimed the lead here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The Marauders, having just overcome a three-game losing streak last night, are suddenly in danger here in this one. We go to the top of the seventh inning. Still just a one-run game as 3-4-5 come up for the Marauders. Jace Bowen stands in, swings and misses at the first pitch slider for strike one. Bowen 0-for-3 out of the three spot in the order tonight. Right-hander Alex Johnson goes into his windup and the 0-1. Bowen swings and misses again for strike two. Back-to-back sliders from Johnson. Tall right-hander, 6'5", gets the sign. The motion and the 0-2 pitch, and Bowen looks at one outside for ball one. Alex Johnson spending last season in the Arizona Complex League. 3 relief appearances, 4.50 ERA. His 1-2, Bowen swings and chops it foul off his own foot. Johnson picked in the 36th round in 2019 out of McKinley High School in his hometown of Buffalo, New York. Sat out the entire 2019 season, though, due to injury. Here's Johnson with the windup. And the 1-2 pitch. Low and outside with the slider. Bowen holds off. Alex Johnson on the bump. Wearing the bright, matching one of the trim colors of the Tortugas. Here's his 2-2 pitch. Bowen takes in the dirt for ball three. The Marauders would love a leadoff base runner. Alexander Mojica waits on deck. Here is the motion and the 3-2 pitch. Bowen swings and misses. The ball gets away and rolls to the backstop. Bowen sprinting for first, and he is safe at first base. Throw from the catcher by the backstop just narrowly appears to have pulled the first baseman Ibarra off the bag. The crowd doesn't like the call. And out on the slow walk out to the bases is manager Gookie Dawkins. Austin Snow on the bases making the call there as Jace Bowen reaches first base safely on the drop third strike. And looks like Dookie Dawkins is going to get the umpires to talk it over. Marauders have had a lot break against them, and Jace Bowen is indeed safe at first. Marauders have had a lot not go their way in this series, and the crowd really does not like that call. Cookie Dawkins very slowly leaving the infield as he walks away to the third base dugout. Alexander Mojica gently sliding and kicking dirt around in the batter's box, making it to his liking as he digs his way in. He represents the go-ahead run at the plate for Bradenton here in the seventh. Johnson delivers, and Mojica looks at a strike on the outside corner. Bowen with a small lead off of first. Here's the 0-1. Ojeda swings and pops it up. Shallow left field. Shortstop Steiger turning to his right. Makes the call and the catch off to his left side for the first out. Here's Brendan Dixon, who almost left the ballpark earlier tonight. Hit a rocket of a double out to left field off the wall. Also singled in the third inning. Struck out swinging his last time up. Tortugas lead this game 4-3. Pitch to Dixon, swinging at a foul back. Ruben Ibarra holds Jace Bowen on at first base. The 0-1 pitch, Dixon swings and lifts it high in the air, deep to left. Confidon back. He is on the warning track and has room to work. He makes the catch. For the second out, back into first base goes Jace Bowen. That'll bring up Rodolfo Nolasco. Well, interesting little factoid about this right-hander, Alex Johnson, who is on for his second inning of relief work tonight for the Tortugas. Johnson, we mentioned, drafted out of McKinley High School in Buffalo, New York in 2019. The first Buffalo Public Schools League player to be taken in the Major League draft in 47 years. Rodolfo Nolasco in the batter's box for the Marauders, who trail by one. Pitch by Johnson. Check swing of the pitch in the dirt. Blocked by Salcedo. And looks like no go on the check swing. Bowen stays put on first. A lot of the northern states, when you look at the percentages of where baseball players have come from throughout the decades, southern states really lead the charge. Of course, that's due to the year-round warm weather, favorable practicing conditions. Here's the pitch, and it's high and inside as Nolasco goes ducking underneath the errant breaking ball. That's why you always see states like California, Florida, Texas always leading the way in Major League Baseball players produced, or professional ball players in general produced. 2-0 pitch. Nolasco swings and bounces it. Stop cut off by the third baseman Triana, who gathers it, throws to second on a force play. And the inning is over. The Marauders get nothing. It's time to stretch here in Daytona Beach. It's the Tortugas 4 and the Marauders 3. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
La Copa de la Diversión regresa al Estadio Lincoln.
Venga el 6 de mayo, celebre cuando nuestros Bradenton Marauders entran al campo como los Barbanegras de Bradenton.
Los fanáticos pueden adquirir sus boletos y paquete, que incluye una gorra de Roberto Clemente de edición limitada.
Disfrute a Renecito en vivo, antes del juego, y no se pierda a Luis Clemente, quien estará con nosotros firmando autógrafos.
Compre sus boletos ahora mismo en BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
New arm into the game for the Marauders as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Left-hander Jake Sweeney is making his first appearance of the series here in Daytona Beach. Tortugas 4, Marauders 3. Bradenton led this one 3-0 from the second inning all the way up into the bottom of the fifth. Ibarra to lead off the home half of the seventh. Wind up in the pitch by Sweeney. Ibarra takes one under the hands for ball one. Jake Sweeney, native of Northwest Indiana, just 40 miles outside of Ibarra, takes one under the hands for ball one. Jake Sweeney, native of Northwest Indiana, just 40 miles outside. Seemed like he was having much problem with it, though. Made it look easy. So Ibarra retired, and it's one out for Yerlin Confidan. Lefty on lefty. Sweeney fires, and the first pitch, a fastball drilled deep to left field. Back goes Brown. He's looking up. This ball is gone off the scoreboard. Yerlin Confidan goes Apo Taco for his first home run of the season, and Daytona makes it a 5-3 game. ...47 2/3 innings in the professional career of Jake Sweeney, and he has just allowed his first career home run. Here's Jamal O'Gwin. First pitch to the right-handed batter is a breaking ball that misses low. Left-hander rocks and fires the 1-0 pitch. O'Gwin swings and sends this one deep into the night down the right field line. Foul. So Jake Sweeney surrenders a lefty-on-lefty opposite field homer here in the seventh inning. Tortugas now lead by two. The windup and the 1-1. This one is taken at the knees, a called strike. Wicked breaking ball. Sweeney was the Pirates' 36th round pick in 2019 out of Pensacola State College. He enters his motion. The 1-2, way outside. Sweeney not happy with himself, getting the wrong release point. Left-hander stands 6'7" on the hill. His windup in the 2-2 pitch. And misses outside, ball three. Wyatt Hendry trying to frame it. Didn't get the call from Chase Eubanks. Lefty gets the signal from Hendry. Here's the windup. And the payoff pitch. O'Gwin takes outside for ball four. And Sweeney really frustrated with himself. He yells into his glove after releasing that pitch. It missed by a wide margin. Marauders tonight, one run in the first inning, two in the second. Daytona, three runs to tie it up in the fifth. One to take the lead in the sixth. And one so far added on here in the seventh. Here's Danny Lantigua, first pitch, a fastball low, ball one. Lantigua, switch hitter facing the lefty. He turns around and bats right-handed for the first time tonight. A single and a pair of strikeouts. High leg kick and a throw to first on a pickoff from Sweeney. Jamal O'Gwin wasn't straying too far from the base. Sweeney sets and deals. That pitch taken high for ball two. 11 pitches, only four strikes from Jake Sweeney out of the pen here in the seventh. The 2-0 pitch. That one swung on, line to second. Brendan Dixon plays on a bounce, knocks it down, picks it up. He goes to second for one, and that's all the Marauders will get. Looked like Dixon was trying to play that one into a double play, and it was a valiant attempt. Didn't really help the Marauders in any way. Fortunately for Bradenton, it didn't hurt them in any way either, as they do get the lead runner on the play. 4-6, the putout recorded. And it's two outs for Rainey Reyes. And Jake Sweeney has just been called for a balk. That is the fourth of the night for Bradenton. And that time it was blatant. Sweeney, thinking the bases were empty, went from the full windup, stopped mid-delivery, realizing what he was doing. And you can't stop mid-delivery like that. That's an automatic balk. So up to second base goes Jamal O'Gwin. First pitch to Rainey Reyes is low and inside, ball one. Day Daytona 5, Bradenton 3, bottom of the seventh. Sweeney trying to strand that man on second base now and keep this game as close as possible. Here's 1-0 toss. Fastball is high for ball two. Jamal O'Gwynn on second base does run pretty well. The 2-0. That misses low for ball three. Jake Sweeney just trying to find the right release point on his pitches. Jamal O'Gwynn in 4 years at USC. He's the runner on second base here. Only seven steals. So although he does run well, not a huge base stealing threat. 3-0 pitch here is a fastball right down Broadway for a strike. Rainey Reyes is 1-for-3 tonight. Single in the fifth inning was one of the three men that came in to score in that frame. Sweeney comes home with it. The 3-1 up and away for ball four. It almost got away from Wyatt Hendry, but a nice reaching snag on the backhand side. And now Sweeney beckons with his left hand to Hendry to come out for a chat on the mound. Marauders once led this game 3-0. And lead disappeared in the fifth inning when the Tortugas rallied for three. They pushed forward on a Gus Steiger RBI single in the sixth, a solo homer by Yerlin Confidan added on here in the seventh inning, and the Tortugas threatening to add more as they have two aboard with two away. And the number nine hitter in the order, Andrew Salcedo, turning into one of those nights. Sweeney is ready at the belt. 1-0 pitch. Fastball swung on it. Foul tipped into Hendry's mitt. Time called at the plate by Allen. Darvin Garcia is the man throwing for the Marauders in the bullpen. Sweeney is set. And his 1-1 pitch. Allen takes in the dirt. Hendry does a good job smothering it. It's 2-1. Six unanswered runs by the Tortugas here tonight. Three in the fifth, one in the sixth, two so far in the seventh inning. Two men still on base. The 2-1 pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the mid again. Strike two. Jake Sweeney, one strike away here from retiring the side. And keeping this at a three-run game. Daytona leading 6-3 here in the seventh. 2-2 from Sweeney is outside for ball three, so the runners will be in motion on the next pitch. Jay Allen taps that two-tone bat onto the edges of home plate. Black barrel, light tan handle of that bat. 3-2, runners go. The pitch is in the dirt for ball four, and the bases are loaded. Timeout called, and it looks like manager Jonathan Johnston has seen enough. Darvin Garcia has been throwing. And as Johnston saunters out to the mound, he hasn't made the call yet. Now he goes to the bullpen. That's it for Jake Sweeney. A rough night for the tall left-hander from Hobart, Indiana. And he leaves with the bases full, two away, hoping that his teammate Darvin Garcia can bail him out of trouble. Tortugas 6, Marauders 3 here in the bottom of the seventh with two away. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans! Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under.
For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey, fans.
Darvin Garcia enters the game for the Marauders with the bases loaded, and he faces Gus Steiger, who has driven in two runs already tonight. Pitch by Garcia. Steiger swings and fouls it straight back. Now, the 2022 season has not been a kind one so far for Darvin Garcia. An ERA up over 15 to begin the year. 8 runs allowed, each of them earned, over 4 2/3 innings, spanning 4 different appearances. His 0-1 pitch. Steiger takes low, ball one. Tortugas lead this game 6-3. Marauders last night able to snap a 3-game losing streak, but Daytona tonight coming back from a 3-0 Marauders lead and scoring 6 unanswered runs, threatening to add more here in the 7th. Garcia brings the hands together just above the belt. Here's the 1-1. Steiger swings and lifts it to right center field. Playable for the Marauders outfield. Jace Bowen, the center fielder, camps underneath it, makes the two-handed catch, and the inning is over. So the Tortugas leave the bases loaded, but they do put 2 more on the board and make it a 6-3 lead after 7. We'll be right back for the 8th inning. Here's the Jack next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on salt.
Marauders chasing some bad pitches outside the zone these last few innings. And running out of outs tonight. Two-way here in the 8th inning. Daytona leading by 3. And Luke Brown, who has been seeing the ball well, will look to spark a 2-out rally here in the 8th. Johnson winds and fires. Brown swings through a breaking ball. Strike one. Here comes the windup and the pitch. Brown looks at one low. Johnson winds and fires. Swing and a miss again by Brown for strike two. Base is empty, 2 away for the Marauders. Here's the windup by the righty and the pitch. Brown lays off outside. A close pitch, but a good eye. And the count even at 2-2 on Brown. Johnson nods the signal. It's 2-2. Brown takes one high for ball three. Marauders looking for their first run since the second inning. We're playing here in the top of the 8th. 3-2 pitch. Brown swings and foul tips it into the mitt. Strike three. Inning over. We're through 7.5 here in Daytona Beach. Tortugas still lead it 6-3. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leacom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
And the 1-1. Triana skips out of the way of a pitch down and in. The Marauders pitching staff, it has been pretty solid for the most part over the past week or so. Has lost command tonight. Here's the 2-1 pitch. And misses high for ball three. The walks are really hurting Bradenton tonight. Total of 8 walks. That matches a season high. And now the count 3-1 on Michelle Triana. Darby Garcia deals, and a swing and a line drive right to the leaping shortstop, Jarvis, who snags it for the first out. Nicely done by Jarvis, who is playing a little bit toward the middle in a slight shift on the infield. One gone. There's Ruben Ibarra. Wind up and Garcia with a pitch inside. Ibarra turning away from it. Almost nicked him. Darvin Garcia came on with the bases full in the seventh inning with 2 outs and was able to get an inning-ending flyout to center. The 1-0. Ibarra takes low. Darvin Garcia trying to take an opportunity to lower that ERA a little bit more. Pretty skewed after a couple of bad outings to begin the year. 2-0 pitch is a breaking ball that just misses for ball three. Garcia last time out, his first scoreless outing of the year. The pitch, swing, and a ball blasted down the left field line. That is a fair ball and into the corner. Luke Brown throws his hands up into the air as the ball bounces over the sidewall in foul territory after crossing over the line. So Ruben Ibarra smokes that ball toward the corner and gets a ground rule double. Barr asks for time and hands his shin guard and his elbow guard over to the third base coach, Jeffrey Sierra. And out of time and runs, Tortugas positioning themselves into possibly adding on more runs, already leading by 3. Here's Yerlin Confidan, who homered to left field in the seventh. A step off by Garcia before the at-bat begins. Garcia looking in. He gets the sign from Hendry. And the set. The delivery. Confidan takes a slider. That just barely misses low and inside. Marauders trying to hang in this one. At this point, in danger of their fate being sealed for their first losing series of the year. And the 1-0 toss. That's low and inside and onto the backstop. And the wild pitch allows Ibarra to reach third. Bradenton's infield will come in. Ground ball to the infield comes here. They're going to prevent that run from scoring, trying to prevent that deficit from growing any larger. 2-0 pitch to Confidan is taken wide for ball three. Tortugas leading 6-3 with a runner on third and only 1 out. Garcia sets. And his 3-0 pitch is swung on it, foul back. Confidan getting the green light 3-0 and can't put it in play. Outfield shifted way over for Bradenton. Jace Bowen playing far toward the left center gap. Right fielder Nolasco playing very far off the line. Luke Brown in left field straight away. 3-1 from Garcia. Confidant swings and chops one to the right side. Garcia picks it up and thought about home. He goes to first, and they get the out there. Run scores on the play. It's now 7-4 Daytona. That was probably the wise choice there by Darvin Garcia, getting the sure out at first base. So it's 2 outs, bases empty, but the deficit now increases to 4. There's Jamal O'Gwin, who's still looking for that first hit as a professional. He's in his pro debut tonight. 0-for-2 with a pair of walks. Garcia deals the first one to O'Gwin, who takes on the outside corner for a strike. Little breeze picking up again, blowing in from right field off the Halifax River. Hendry flashes the sign. Garcia is ready. The 0-1. Breaking ball in there for strike two. Looking ahead to the Marauders' ninth inning, where they will trail by at least 4. Top of the order due up. Mike Jarvis, Jacob Gonzalez, Jace Bowen. Garcia brings the hands together. The 0-2 pitch to O'Gwin is taken low, couldn't get him to chase. Third baseman Mojica guarding the line with the righty hitter O'Gwin at the plate. Garcia's 1-2 pitch is just outside, maybe a little bit high for ball two. Like a pretty good pitch. Several Marauders players start to head toward the dugout. Garcia ready again. His 2-2 pitch to O'Gwin. Outside for ball three. Count full on the number six hitter, rather, in the order for Daytona. 3-2 pitch. Plunks him in the back. And, of course, the fans are crying foul. Promise you, not every hit-by-pitch is intentional. So that one slips away from Qua.
The right fielder, number 20, Danny.
Switch hitter back to batting left-handed this time. Garcia deals, and Lantigua chops one on the first base line. A fair ball picked up by the catcher, Hendry. He fires to first. It is in time to get Lantigua. Great play by Wyatt Hendry, working to the inside part of the first base bag. And the inning is over, but the Tortugas add another run, and they make it 7-3, heading to the ninth. One last chance for Bradenton. Top of the order coming up, Jarvis, Gonzalez, and Bowen. As Marauders look for a rally, this is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Leacon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders looking for some late noise on the scoreboard. We go to the top of the ninth inning. Bradenton trailing Daytona 7-3. And the right-hander, Alex Johnson, back to work on the hill. He's done a good job as the tandem man out of the bullpen tonight for the Tortugas. So we look at the top three hits for Bradenton. Mike Jarvis, Jacob Gonzalez, and Jace Bowen are the three men due up. So Mike Jarvis, 0-for-3 with a walk, which forced home a run, by the way, in the second inning. Jarvis going to try and get something started here in the ninth inning for the Marauders. Johnson winds up and delivers, and the first pitch, a fastball high. Here comes the windup in the pitch, and misses low for ball two. Austin Hendrick takes over in right field for Daytona. Well, the evening is finished for Danny Lantigua out there. 2-0 pitch to Jarvis. Taken just wide for ball three. Marauders need a base runner. They'll take it any way they can get it. So Jarvis likely focusing on a very small spot if he is to swing here. 3-0 pitch is low and outside for ball four. And Jarvis earns the leadoff walk here in the ninth inning. Tonight for Bradenton, 3 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. Daytona, 7 runs, 9 hits, and no errors. Time called. Pitching coach Todd Naskadov is out for a mound visit. Just got the reminder a little bit ago that he'll be featuring, as we do every week, the weekly farm reports from throughout the Pirates organization on tomorrow's pregame show. We'll hear from John Moses of the AA Altoona Curve and Jack McMullen of the AAA Indianapolis Indians. They'll share their reports and updates on the latest of their respective affiliates. Again, we will feature that as part of pregame coverage tomorrow. First pitch tomorrow's game at 5:35 p.m. will be on the air at 5:20 for the pregame show. So the mound visit over, and Jacob Gonzalez digs into the box. Solo homer in the first inning, got the Marauders off to a promising start. Righty on righty, pitch to Gonzalez. He takes a fastball low, ball one. That's 5 straight balls to begin the ninth inning by Alex Johnson. Marauders added 2 more runs in the second inning on bases-loaded walks. They led 3-0 from the second all the way into the fifth inning. Pitch to Gonzo is in the dirt. Knocked down by Salcedo, 2-0. Plate umpire Chase Eubanks gets a fresh couple of handfuls of baseballs from the bat boy from the Tortugas side. Mike Jarvis leads off of first base. Ibarra holding him on. Pitch by Johnson is taken high. Ball pops out of the mitt of Salcedo, but no advance from Jarvis. That ball lands close. That's 7 consecutive pitches missing the zone from Alex Johnson to begin the ninth. He sets. 3-0 pitch to Gonzalez. It is a fastball at the knees for a called strike. No surprise to see Gonzalez taking all the way there. See that many balls in a row from a pitcher. Always a good idea to keep taking until you at least see one strike. Johnson deals the 3-1. Gonzalez swings and lifts it to deep center field. Allen sprinting back toward the track. He is on the warning track, reaches up and makes the catch at the wall. Right by the 400-foot marker in dead center field is Jacob Gonzalez. Almost sent that one over the wall. Here's Jace Bowen, who has struck out 3 times tonight. And is 0-for-4. Daytona 7, Bradenton 3. Tortugas have a right-hander throwing in their bullpen just in case an extra arm is needed tonight. Here's the set and the pitch to Bowen. Chase takes on the outside corner a strike. Marauders down by 4 here in the ninth inning with 1 out and a runner on first. Here's the pitch. Bowen swings through the slider. Strike 2. Bowen windmills the bat around and taps it on his shoulder as he waits. Johnson delivers the pitch. Bowen checks his swing at a pitch that gets away. And up to second base without a throw from the catcher goes Mike Jarvis. Ball rolled away, and while the catcher Salcedo was trying to work around the feet of Bowen, the two men got tangled up. So Jarvis takes second on the wild pitch. He moves into scoring position. Still a ways to go for Bradenton. But a base hit to the outfield here would make it a closer game. Johnson sets belt high. The 1-2 pitch. Bowen swings and clobbers it deep to left field. This ball is way back. This ball is gone. Chase Bowen with a two-run bomb here in the ninth inning. And the Marauders are within two. Chase Bowen, an absolute rocket over the electronic scoreboard here in left field. And the Marauders make it a 7-5 contest here in the ninth inning. Chase Bowen and Jacob Gonzalez, a little friendly rivalry here as the two men keep battling back and forth for the team home run lead. Here's Alexander Mojica. Base is now empty with one gone. Here's the windup and the toss. Mojica swings and bounces it foul at the Tortugas dugout. Bounces off the railing. Nobody hurt. The pitch. Mojica swings and skies this one deep to right field. Allen running back. Does he have room? He is back near the wall. Makes the catch just shy of the wall. For the second time this inning, Jay Allen flags one field, and the Marauders down to their final out. Brendan Dixon trying to spark a late rally now. Marauders down by two here in the ninth inning. Pitch by Johnson. Dixon looks at a strike, 0-1. Johnson winds up and delivers. Brendan Dixon swings and lines this one to left field. A fair ball and bounces to the wall. Dixon is around first. He wants two. Left fielder throws the ball into second base. Dixon slides. The ball bounces away. Brendan Dixon slides in with a double. And now the Marauders will bring the tying run to the plate with two outs here in the ninth. Brendan Dixon with his third hit of the game. That's a season-high three hits for Brendan. Timeout called, and manager Gookie Dawkins looks like he may have to make the move to the bullpen here. Yes, he will. This is something that he was hoping he wouldn't have to do here. So that's going to be it for Alex Johnson. A new right-hander will come into the game for Daytona. We will step aside, and when we come back, we'll rejoin the action. 7-5 the score here at the top of the ninth. Marauders bringing the tying run to the plate. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Copa de la Diversión is back at Lecon Park. Come celebrate the local Hispanic and Latino community on Friday, May 6th as the Marauders take the field as the Bradenton Barbanegras. Fans can purchase a ticket package that includes a limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. Enjoy a pregame live concert by Renacito on the Flam Plaza and an appearance and autograph signing by Luis Clemente. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Right-hander Dennis Boatman is the man who takes over for the Tortugas. And he is going to face Rodolfo Nolasco, who represents the tying run at the plate for the Marauders here in the ninth inning. The long, red-haired and red-bearded right-hander. Face Rodolfo Nolasco with Brendan Dixon on second base. He lined a double to left field just before the pitching change. So things getting interesting here in the ninth inning. The Marauders came in here to the ninth trailing 7-3. Mike Jarvis earned a leadoff walk. Jacob Gonzalez stung one to deep center. Ended in a flyout as Jay Allen made the catch. But Jace Bowen followed with a no-doubt-about-it two-run homer to left field that trimmed the deficit to two runs. After a deep flyout to center by Alexander Mojica in a spot similar to where Jacob Gonzalez hit his fly ball, Brendan Dixon with the aforementioned line drive double to left field. And so, Rodolfo Nolasco, and rather, Sung Che Chang will pinch hit for Nolasco in a big spot here for Bradenton. So Nolasco finishes his night 0 for 4. Dennis Boatman discards the baseball that he had during warm-ups and asks for a fresh one. So Sung Che Chang on for the pinch hitting appearance with two outs here in the ninth. He represents the tying run for Bradenton. All right-hander Dennis Boatman looks in for the sign. He stands 6 foot four, 228 pounds. He comes set just below the belt. And the pitch to Chang is taken low for ball one. Five runs, eight hits for the Marauders. Seven runs, nine hits for the Tortugas. Brendan Dixon takes his lead off second base. Here's the 1-0 offering. Chang swings and misses. Beneath dark skies here in Daytona Beach, the Marauders staging a late comeback effort here in the ninth inning. Boatman looks in a long time, now gets the sign and comes set. Dixon creeping further off second. The 1-1 to Chang is low and inside. That almost got away from Salcedo. Time called, and Salcedo wants to have a quick word with Dennis Boatman. Two men meet near home plate, covering their mouths with their gloves as they communicate. Two balls and one strike on Sung Che Chang, the pinch hitter. And the sixth spot in the order, batting for Rodolfo Nolasco. The set. Boatman lifts his leg and deals. This pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. Home crowd here hoping to see a victory for their Tortugas. The Marauders, meanwhile, trying to stay in this one. Trying to win their second straight with a strong comeback effort here in the ninth. The set. 2-2 pitch to Chang is low for ball three. This is Dennis Boatman's second appearance of this series. We saw him back in the series opener on Tuesday night. He locked it down with a save in a 3-0 ball game. The 3-2 pitch to Chang is swung on and missed strike three, and that's the ball game. Marauders fall by a final score of 7-5. They make it a heck of a lot more interesting than it was looking at first. A late home run by Jace Bowen brings them within two, but they fall 7-5 here in Daytona, and the Tortugas clinch the series. And we still have one more here this weekend. Series finale coming up tomorrow at 5:35. First things first, though, we'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll bring the Marauders postgame show to you. That is right around the corner. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders.
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies, and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders post-game show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next. Welcome to the Marauders postgame show, live from Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. Spencer Smith back with you as the Marauders have just dropped a close one by final score of 7-5. Here's how tonight's game went. Top of the first inning, second batter of the game, Jacob Gonzalez, teed off for a solo homer to left field that just cleared the wall for his team-leading fourth home run of the season, 1-0 Bradenton. Marauders stretched their lead to 3-0 in the second inning, getting back-to-back bases-loaded walks by Luke Brown and Mike Jarvis. Things were going swimmingly for Bradenton. They led 3-0 after two innings. Po Yu Chen was cruising on the mound through four scoreless innings, and the Marauders took that 3-0 lead to the bottom of the fifth, where trouble struck. With one out, an RBI single by Gus Steiger brought home the Tortugas' first run of the game. A pitching change brought on Dante Mendoza in relief of Po Yu Chen. An RBI single by Michelle Triana followed, and then a game-tying sac fly to left field by Ruben Ibarra made it a 3-3 contest. Bottom of the sixth inning, the Tortugas took the lead on a Gus Steiger RBI single. He goes 2-for-4 in the end tonight, 2-for-5 rather, with a pair of runs batted in, including the decisive one this evening. So the Tortugas come out of the sixth inning, leading 4-3. They add two more in the bottom of the seventh. Solo homer by Yerline Confidan and an RBI single by Andrew Salcedo. And one more run in the bottom of the eighth for the Tortugas. Ground rule double by Ruben Ibarra. He takes third on a wild pitch and then scores on an RBI ground out by Yerline Confidan. Top of the ninth inning, the Marauders added some intrigue. They made a late push and a comeback attempt. Leadoff walk drawn by Mike Jarvis. Jacob Gonzalez sent one deep to the warning track in straightaway center field. It ended up in a flyout as center fielder Jay Allen looked the ball into his glove right at the wall. Next batter, Jace Bowen, launched a ball out to left field over the scoreboard for his fourth home run of the season. And we just got the data from Justin Rock, the voice of the Tortugas, that Jace Bowen home run, 108, hit 440 feet. Jace Bowen's fourth home run of the season, a moonshot. Next batter, Alexander Mojica, took one deep to center field, but making the catch again at the warning track was Jay Allen for the second out. Brendan Dixon laced a two-out double to the wall in left field, but he was left stranded as pinch hitter Sung Che Chang went down on strikes to end the game. Marauders dropped this one 7-5. The final totals in this game, the Marauders, 5 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, and they left 10 men on base. The Tortugas, 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors, and they left 12 men on base. The winning pitcher in relief, the tandem man out of the bullpen for Daytona tonight, Alex Johnson. He goes 3 2/3 innings and earns the win. The loss goes to Dante Mendoza. giving up the decisive run, although it was unearned. He is charged with that decisive run, going an inning and two-thirds. Mendoza drops to 2-1 on the season. The save goes to Dennis Boatman, who only faced the final batter of the game but recorded the save nonetheless. That is his third save of the year. Time of game, 2 hours and 49 minutes. In front of a Saturday night crowd of 1,572, it was 76 degrees and partly cloudy at the time of first pitch. With their loss, the Marauders dropped to 8-6 on the season. And with their win, the Tortugas improved back to the 500 mark. They are now 7-7. With their win also, the Tortugas claimed the series victory, handing the Marauders their first series loss of 2022. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, we will name our Marauders player of the game and give you a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders postgame show. It is time to name our Marauders player of the game this evening. And tonight those honors go to Brendan Dixon. 3-for-5, a season high. 3 hits for Dixon tonight. Out of the number 5 spot in the order for the Marauders, Dixon included in those hits a 9th inning double that brought the tying run to the plate in the 9th inning, positioning the Marauders for a continued comeback attempt. It did fall short, however, but Brendan Dixon also with some solid defense at second base tonight and coming away with the 3 hits to lead the club. Brendan Dixon is tonight's Marauders player of the game. Well, the series wraps up tomorrow with a 5:35 p.m. first pitch. We'll be on the air at 5:20 p.m. for the postgame show. You can catch that, as always, online at BradentonMarauders.com. Once again, the Marauders lose the series here as the Tortugas win their 4th game in the first 5 games of the set. By final score of 7-5, the Marauders look to jump back out on top in tomorrow's series finale at 5:35 p.m. That does it here for us from Daytona Beach, Florida. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Jackie Robinson Ballpark.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.